Understanding mechanical royalties. Whenever someone wants to reproduce or distribute a song that they did not write, they need to get permission from the musical composition copyright owner. This permission is issued via a mechanical license, for which in exchange, mechanical royalties are paid. Record labels and performing artists request these licenses from the copyright holders to use their songs for actual recordings. Mechanical licenses can be issued directly by the writers or their publishers to the requesting party or via a mechanical rights society. An example of a MRS is the Harry Fox Agency in the United States. In the US and many other countries, songwriters are forced to give out mechanical licenses for their works as soon as these have been recorded and released to the public. These type of licenses are called compulsory mechanical licenses, and the law has determined a fixed royalty rate which has to be paid for them, called the statutory rate. The current statutory rate is 0.91 cents for every copy of a song shorter than 5 minutes. In practice, labels rarely acquire a compulsory license because it obligates them to issue monthly accounting statements, which is a lot of work. Regardless, the statutory rate is very important, as it is the benchmark for the maximum royalty rate anyone is willing to pay for a mechanical license. It's logical, because if the writers demand a higher rate, the label can always get the cheaper compulsory license. Whenever a copy of your song is reproduced for sale, downloaded online or streamed, a mechanical royalty is owed.